sleep, I don't sleep, cause I never liked the notion of counting sheep. I got place to go, I got people to meet. Ain't one of them real, just between you and me. I don't weep, I don't weep, just as tough as a coffin nail, driven in deep, and I ain't the type of man who's gonna break his back.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're hearing the music of local band Ragna Rye. They're a Springfield group that has been playing local shows for fans of Americana and punk music. It makes for an interesting fusion. Alex Owens has an impressive vocal range and a nearly theatrical voice, making for music that sucks you in and takes you on a journey. He and the band joined us late last year as part of our NPR Illinois Thank You Fest, a party to celebrate our donors. Ragna Rye and Jukebox Casanova played an after-party show. Here's Alex introducing his band during the interview portion of the evening.
I'm Alex Owens. I sing and play guitar in Ragna Rye. And the bassist is Phil Scambolari. He's amazing. And Michael LaFrance is our percussionist. He hits things to make the music happen.
Great. Tell us what genre of music you play.
Well, I guess we're kind of inspired by a pretty broad swatch of things. I think the best write-up I heard was dark crooning pirate band.
I like that.
But yeah, I mean, like punk, folk, Americana, so.
Disagree. It just ain't in my mind to accept defeat. You can bet that I'll be fighting off the big slave. The whole grave, y'all don't know when the reaper comes for me. Life too short to live, praying next to that bed. I worry about a pleasing fan overhead. So we breathe the end. My eyes open to fire. I know how the dice will roll and that the devil.
To break the ice during the interview, I asked some either-or questions. Alex had to get pretty serious in his consideration. Punk or country?
Like country now or country when it was good?
Touche.
I'll go with country when it was good.
Pizza or whiskey?
Oh, dude, that's me.
I'm gonna take whiskey on that one, but...
The Beatles or Elvis?
Ooh. I'm one of those guys that doesn't care for the Beatles that much, so I'm gonna go with Elvis.
I quit the band.
Whatever.
If you don't like loud, you probably won't like Ragna Rye. Alex told the crowd how people at bars have complained about his band's volume, but they also know how to do dynamics. The intensity is complemented by more somber, contemplative moments, as this song clearly portrays.
My face is getting wet from the rain dropping through my casket, and those whispers, how they urge my hands to claw at the dirt. Yeah, and those sighs of the wind, will they fall with scents of blood in my eyes? Are too big for my stomach. You know that I ain't looking at much. I'm coming back from the dead. Yeah, you know what I'm going through. Climbing up from my grave.
Alex and his band are from the Springfield area and have been influenced by the scene here, which largely fluctuates between folk rock and punk rock. Ragnar Rye is a clear merging of the two.
You were kind of part of the black sheep scene, right?
I grew up going to shows a lot, and I sat in on quite a few different things, playing guitar, but I never really got like a band together. And kind of the same, I guess, with Bernie. If I had seen where I would be now back then, the fact that I'm not like playing an 8-string Ibanez guitar in a metal band would freak me the hell out.
But
I did a lot of really fun stuff there. I've always kind of grew up with those people too, but yeah, it's interesting what happens as you get older.
You've been listening to a live recording done in the Sugg Studio at NPR, Illinois. This has been Ragnar Rye. I spoke with Alex Owens in between sets to learn more about the band. You can find a performance chat with the band Jukebox Casanova as well. They also played that night in Springfield. To find pictures and more music, head to WUIS.org. I'm Rachel Otwell. Alex Owens will take us out on our last tune.
Last song we just call Hound Dog because it's a word I say. So it's easy to identify. But it was kind of musically something that I had been tinkering around for a while. But it's sort of about years ago, I wasn't always the nicest individual. And it's kind of like the last line that it won't be too long before someone you loved doesn't notice at all. And I used to be really a jerk. But yeah, just kind of about the duality of the things we do and the mistakes we make to people that we care about, I guess. And not always feeling bad about that until years later when you decide to write a song about it.
Oh,
someone